We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Checkpoint XP on Campus. I am your host, Norris Howard, alongside UNLV's own Jacob Brothers. Jacob, what's cracking?
Yo, hello. How we doing?
Yeah, we want everybody to do the thing that YouTubers and streamers all want you to do, and that is like and subscribe if you want to stay up to date on all of the latest news in college esports. You gotta do it. You gotta like and subscribe.
It's the law.
You have no choice. It is the law. But with that said, speaking of college esports, we had a massive bit of news coming out of the college sphere, and that is that HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities, are forming their own esports division, their own esports conference, if you will. It's got a ton of schools in it, and this is really cool because, for one, there's a big push for diversity in all sects of life, especially in the post-George Floyd world. But the HBCUs coming together and making their own conference is a major, major move in helping to organize esports. So I just wanted to let you guys know some of the schools involved in what they got planned. So we know that this is already done in conjunction with friends of the show, Collegiate Star League. We've helped, you know, we've talked to those guys. They've helped us out. We helped them out. It's great to see Collegiate Star League doing this alongside with the HBCU conference. But here's some of the schools. We got Johnson C. Smith University. We got Morehouse College, the alma mater of filmmaker Spike Lee. We also got Florida Memorial University, Central State University, North Carolina Central. We got a lot of old legacy HBCU names involved in this conference, and I think it's awesome. I think it's absolutely awesome.
Yeah, my thoughts when it comes to this is, you know, we usually only see a lot of diversity of this type in, like, the fighting game community, so it'll be cool to see that kind of go over into even collegiate esports. So, you know, diversity is only a good thing, right? So
yeah, absolutely, and they've already put out sort of a tentative, I don't want to say schedule, but some tentative ideas on how certain parts of the tournament or the season is supposed to flow. Excuse me. So we know that starting in September, which is coming up next month, is going to be a invitational to start the season. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be really cool to watch. And then in October, they're going to have a homecoming event invitational that's going to coincide with a lot of homecomings on the campuses of HBCUs across the nation. Now, we know that homecoming is going to be a little different this year around because of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. A lot of kids are not going to be on campus, but some are. And the thing is that, Jacob, I'm not saying this to be weird, but I am not sure if you understand significance of homecoming to black folks.
I do
in
not.
College.
I promise I do not.
It is a massive, massive, massive thing. For many people, homecoming is more important than graduation itself. Okay. It is the largest event in many, many, many HBCU campuses by far. Howard University's homecoming is renowned across the country. People come from all across the country to just be in D.C. for Howard's homecoming. It's that big. Huh? It is a festival unto itself on many campuses. So it's really cool to see that the HBCU conference is keyed in on that specific point, and that they want to highlight it with esports. So I'm looking forward to this particular conference. I think it'll be a great thing. We have yet to hear which esports they will be playing, but that will be coming up imminently, as I'm sure, and we will be on top of that story, if you will. Don't forget to head over to our website, checkpointxp.com, where you can see a full list of the colleges in the HBCU Esports Conference, as well as additional information.